The president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, has said that US tariffs will be negative across the world, with the damage depending on how far they go, how long they last, and whether they lead to successful negotiations. She was speaking ahead of an announcement of tariffs by the US President Donald Trump later today. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
ECB President Christine Lagarde is in Dublin today, and speaking on News Talk, she said US tariffs will be negative the world over. She added that the density and the durability of the impact will vary depending on the scope, the products targeted, how long it lasts, and whether or not there are negotiations. The US President Donald Trump is due to make his tariffs announcement at around 9 o'clock tonight, Irish time. An EU spokesperson said today that Europe's response will happen at the appropriate time. The French government said this will likely be by the end of April. There is nervousness in Ireland about how the tariffs will impact key industries like pharmaceuticals, food and drink, and technology. Striking a somewhat optimistic tone, however, today was Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary, who said that Donald Trump will likely impose tariffs, realise he's made a mistake, and then vary them, adding that it doesn't stop Ireland growing.
The impending US tariffs are the most serious issue to face the Irish economy in a long time, the Taoiseach has told the Doyle. Micheál Martin said the scale of the tariffs will be very significant in European terms, and it is regrettable that the old order is changing. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
As trepidation pervades the political system, recent friction in the Dáil was set aside, with the Taoiseach promising a meeting between the government and opposition leaders once the scale of the US tariffs becomes clear. There will also be a special Dáil debate on the risks facing the economy, possibly as early as tomorrow evening. Micheál Martin said the government had engaged with the EU about the need for a strategic response which does not cause more harm, but he warned there would be some response. Micheál Martin said that Ireland was working with the EU to ensure that the agri-food sector, beverages, spirits, dairy and pharma are not damaged by potential EU countermeasures. The Taoiseach also spoke about the need for negotiations to find a sustainable landing zone to get a reasonable settlement, but he said it would not be the status quo. Micheál Martin was responding to the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, who called on government to do everything possible to prevent EU counter-tariffs compounding damage to the Irish economy.
The Israeli Defence Minister has announced another expansion of the military operation in Gaza. Israel Katz said large areas of the territory would be seized and added to Israel's existing security zones. Gaza's civil defence has said at least 9 children were among 19 people killed in an Israeli strike this morning. A spokesperson for the agency said dozens more people were injured in the strike, which they said targeted an UNRWA building housing a medical clinic in Jabalia refugee camp. The Israeli army said it targeted Hamas militants inside a UN building that it claimed was a command and control centre being used to coordinate terrorist activity. The army in Myanmar has admitted firing on a convoy from China that was on its way to provide earthquake relief. No one appears to have been injured in the action, which the army justified by saying it hadn't been told about the convoy beforehand. The military is continuing attacks on rebel groups despite the quake last Friday that's now known to have killed more than 2,800 people, injured thousands more and left hundreds missing. A man in his 70s has died following a fire at an apartment building in Monaghan. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of the fire in the Mullagh Gloss area of Monaghan town at around 8 o'clock yesterday evening. The scene has been preserved for a technical examination. The man's body has since been removed to hospital. Gardaí said the results of a post-mortem examination will determine the course of their investigation. The president of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, has said advancing a major road scheme in County Tyrone is a human rights issue which must be resolved. He was speaking as families of those bereaved on the A5, which links Donegal to Monaghan through Northern Ireland, told their stories to a Belfast court. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The GAA has led the campaign to dual the A5 through County Tyrone. It's a massive road scheme backed with £500 million of Irish government cash. GAA President Jarlath Burns attended along with bereaved families to make the case for it today. The scheme is being challenged by landowners in Northern Ireland's Court of Appeal. Mr Burns said the A5 was a GAA road, with many members living off it and the Tyrone GAA Centre of Excellence right beside it. A barrister for the families said objectors had based their case on loss of land, impact on business and noise nuisance. But he told the court there was one noise more deafening than any other, the total silence from the bedroom of a dead child. Since the scheme was first proposed many years ago, 57 people have been killed along the route. The court will give its judgment in the coming weeks on this final legal challenge. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Dry and mostly sunny and moderate east to southeast breezes. Highest temperatures 12 to 18 degrees. Warmest across the west and northwest.